This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
They're hot. They're really hot. They're burning. It's Denton's five burning questions.
All right, Denton's going to give me five burning NFL questions. Dan Quinn's going to address the media out in Ashburn at 12:30. We're going to carry that live here. I would assume he'll explain the situation with the kicker on Sunday. That would be one Austin Seibert. For those of you who missed it, he's on injured reserve now for, I guess, the season or the foreseeable future. I would guess it's for the remainder of the season, and Zane Gonzalez will be kicker. All right, go ahead, Denton. Fire away.
All right, so our first burning question actually has to do with the Commanders. They're losers of three in a row. They got a Tennessee team that just upset Houston this past weekend coming to town post-Thanksgiving. Will the Washington Commanders, who at one point were 7-2, will they make the playoffs?
Yes, they're going to make the playoffs. Look, they may only need to win two of their final five to make the postseason. At 9-8, there's some advantages that they'll have. First of all, tiebreaker with Arizona, a team they beat, and they've got a very good conference record because two of their five losses have come against AFC teams. I think they still have a good chance to get to 10. I saw some signs Sunday, especially on offense, but not against a great team. I need to see a lot more, obviously. Look, they lost of their three losses in a row. Only one of them was a bad loss. All right, a lot of teams are losing to Pittsburgh this year. A lot of teams are going to lose to Philadelphia, especially on short week. The Dallas loss was jarring. I get it. It was bad, and it really stung because it really had nothing to do with the fact that it was the Cowboys. It had to do with Washington had pummeled bad teams this year. You know, they had beaten the snot out of, you know, the Browns and the Panthers. And, you know, they had beaten the Giants twice. Not comfortably, but they had beaten the Giants twice. And I think there was an expectation with, you know, the mini bye and some rest that they would do the same to Dallas. I had that expectation anyway. And so it really makes you start to question if you weren't questioning before. And I wasn't off of the two losses. But definitely areas of concern. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think Sunday's huge, massive, But I think they can beat the Titans. They can win three of their final five to get to 10, which would be a comfortable spot as a 7 seed, more likely than not, because it looks like now really what everybody's fighting for is that 7 seed in the NFC playoffs. Washington's a long shot, or a much longer shot, to win the division. They're 3 back in the loss column. And have already lost once to Philadelphia. So Minnesota and Green Bay certainly holding down spots 5 and 6 with really good records, 9 and 2 and 8 and 3. So it's Washington, it's Arizona, it's, you know, all of the NFC West teams, it's Tampa potentially, Atlanta. You get to 9, there's a really good shot. You can snag it. You get to 10, I think it's a given. I think they get to 10 and 7 and they lock up a 7 seed, which, just so you know, if they're the 7 seed in the NFC playoffs, they're going to go to either Detroit or Philadelphia, because one of those two teams will be the 2 seed. So I'd love that. Just the experience of it would be phenomenal, especially for the young quarterback. But I say yes. What do you say?
I still believe that the answer is yes, but that answer likely changes if they lose to Tennessee. That'd be a string of 4 losses in a row, the last 2 of them being bad. There's no way that you lose to Tennessee and it's not considered a bad loss. To me, that's a team you should beat if you have aspirations of getting to the postseason. So I'd be very worried if they lose this weekend.
I've been considering what I would call it. I just don't want to consider that they lose. It would not be the same as losing to Dallas, because even before Dallas, we both talked about it. The Tennessee game is going to be different. They are very good defensively. They can run the football. They're, you know, Bill Callahan and that offensive line and that run game. You just have to be a bit concerned about that. But now I'm more concerned about it because they lost to Dallas. If they lost to Tennessee, it wouldn't be a good loss, that's for sure. I don't think it would be the Dallas loss, but it would feel like it. What's your next question?
All right, question number 2. Does Daniel Jones play in Minnesota this year?
Well, not if Sam Darnold stays healthy. I mean, he hasn't been hurt, has he? I don't think anybody else has played in Minnesota.
No, I mean, Darnold's
played every game.
I don't think he's been hurt. I was just curious. Because, I mean, anytime you bring in a guy midseason that was starting somewhere else, that has to put a little bit of pressure on Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sam Darnold has been etched in there since the beginning of the year. Once J.J. McCarthy was out, he's had so many good moments. He's had some rough moments, but they're 9-2. I say no unless he gets hurt. I do think that we talked about this earlier, if you're just joining, Daniel Jones signs with Minnesota, that this is a potential, you know, hedge against J.J. McCarthy being ready to start next season and Sam Darnold moving on, because I think Sam Darnold, for all intents and purposes, with his performance this year, has priced himself out of Minnesota, out of returning to Minnesota. You know, he's going to get a deal somewhere to start. And they want, you know, they want J.J. McCarthy. All right, what's next?
All right, question number 3. Right now, who do you trust more, Houston or the Chargers?
I think I trust the Chargers more. But it's close, man. Houston, we called this last week or 2 weeks ago. Something's not right there in Houston, and they lost to the Titans. They've lost 3 out of their last 4, 4 out of their last 6. They've lost players here and there, obviously Diggs to a season-ending injury. I think I still trust Harbaugh and company more, Herbert and company more. But like I said, there's been a little bit of some of that defense exposed in the last 2 games that seemed like the constant all along. And they may have lost J.K. Dobbins. But I'll say Chargers barely.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. I like Houston. I like C.J. Stroud, but remember when he was getting MVP conversation at the beginning of the season? That was a little aggressive. I think he's come a little bit back down to earth.
He's been fine this year. Just a lot more turnovers and a lot more sacks, but that offensive line's a mess.
Yeah, that offensive line is not good at all. All right, question number 4. If the 49ers lose to Buffalo, are they done? It'll be their loss. It'll be their 7th loss. And at that point, they'd have to win their division to get it. More likely than not.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think the division is just so bunched up, right? I mean, you know, this week alone, yeah, the 49ers are in Buffalo, but you've got the Cardinals on the road against Minnesota, you know, as an underdog. The Seahawks are barely favored on the road against the Jets. The Rams are on the road as a tiny favorite against the Saints. You know, the 49ers still have games against some of these division opponents left. I think they'll probably lose to Buffalo. By the way, major snow in the forecast for Buffalo Sunday night. But, you know, they've got the, you know, Bears, Rams, you know, the Cardinals still left. I'm not counting them out because I know what they're capable of if they're healthy.
I'd be worried because they haven't been healthy this year. I don't know.
That's been their issue.
There's something about them, though, where they don't seem to everybody be on the same page.
That's true.
They've been undisciplined. All right, final one here. Will Aaron Rodgers play in 2025?
Yes. That was one of my NFL buy and sells. I'm buying Aaron Rodgers in a Jet uniform in 2025. You say what?
I say no. I think in class, like, I love how you phrased it, in classic narcissistic mode, that he's going to come back because he doesn't want to end like he ended this year. I think it is still classic narcissist behavior. It's going to be the opposite way, where he decides he's done. He's going to take his ball, go home, and he is the one that made the decision. And he's going to really emphasize on every talk show that he goes on that it was his decision to leave, not the Jets.
All right, let's take a break. Dan Quinn's getting ready to speak out in Ashburn. We'll carry some of that live.